Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Good morning, Tuesday, January 23rd. People are talking about the weather, the roads, the freezing rain, the rain, and the temperatures. We have a live report in seconds. Nearly 100 statewide schools are on delay. There's a few around here, too, in Muncie, Delaware County. Let's go to John Catino and Company, live on the road right now, the Delaware County Director of the EMA. What are you seeing and experiencing on our roads this morning, John?
Good morning, Steve. You know, right now, we kind of lucked out. We just got a lot of rain. There was some freezing rain overnight, but, you know, the roads are wet, but don't let that distract you from the fact there could still be some slush and, you know, some ice somewhere. You know, even though the temperatures are above freezing outside, the road's still below freezing. So it can have the possibility to freeze. So there are several slick spots, but, you know, we just don't know exactly where those are.
Looked like on my map, John, that far northern Indiana may have gotten a little more or a lot more of the freezing rain stuff. But like you just said, we seem to have almost completely lucked out for as bad as it could have been, right?
Right, yeah, a lot of that tracked up north, northeast, so we did fare pretty well on that. But, you know, with the temperature and the road conditions, I mean, you still got to drive with caution, slow down, give yourself plenty of time, because there are some slick spots out there, as we've seen just driving around. We're south of the reservoir now, and there are still some slick spots on the road now.
All right, John, thanks for the update. Appreciate the live report always.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
That's John Catino, director of the Delaware County Emergency Management Agency. As I mentioned, on nearly a 100-long list of statewide school delays, some of those are around here. Delaware Community Schools, Delcom, is the one nearest to the center of our listening area for WMUN. It's 8:07. Updates immediately on WLBC across the hallway. Jared Boomer anchors that coverage on what's called the Wake Up Crew. The updates are typed out too on WLBC.com, school delays and all of that too. Let's see what the rest of our day shakes out to be now. Meteorologist for WMUN, Paul Poteet.
Warmer air at the surface will change the early morning freezing rain and or rain to all rain. The rain will diminish in the afternoon, then it's some drizzle and fog around through the evening. High today of 40, spotty shower also possible tonight, low 36. Rainy tomorrow, high of 48. By Thursday, we hit 54, but still with one more day of rain.
54! I told my beautiful wife, Nancy, I'm cooking steaks on Thursday. I don't care if it's raining. 54, I'm not going to let it go to waste. It's 8:08. Yesterday, 5:09 p.m. timestamp on a release from Indiana Michigan Power. They were, quote, preparing for ice storm. Now, remember, they're preparing throughout their entire territory. INM is humongous throughout Indiana, Michigan, I think parts of Ohio, too. Yeah, definitely into parts of Ohio. So they wanted us to know they were on alert, prepared to restore power if any of the rounds of precipitation expected caused any outages. INM always encourages you to remember that the ground can result in icing to roads and sidewalks that can last longer than icing to power lines. And they also are advising you this morning, especially on bridges, watch for what's called black ice. It's when the rain freezes quickly onto a road surface. It's clear, so it looks like you're looking at pavement. It's black ice. And it is really slippery if that happens to you. INM also reminds you about their app for power outages and information as well. Next item, 8:09, as we say good morning to Euless, Texas. And hold on a second. Is that Madison, Wisconsin? Hold on a second. Nope, sorry. Rockford, Illinois. And Fort Wayne and Fishers and others listening on the streams. Hello, Mama in Minnesota. Let's go now to the update for Delphi, the murders case. Moved a few steps forward on Monday. Donnie Burgess tells us what happened there.
Special Judge Fran Gull denied several motions made by suspect Richard Allen's legal team, including a few motions to remove certain evidence from the record, whether it be ballistics evidence or things found in Allen's home during the search warrant in 22. Judge Gull ruled everything was done by the book and was within reason, so it stands. One of the main pieces of evidence against Allen that we know of so far is an unspent casing found at the crime scene that matched his gun. Gall will also take Allen's request to move prisons again under advisement. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. Guest bottom of hour, Becca, I am told, is coming in from Second Harvest Food Bank, ECI. Tomorrow morning, we are scheduled to have the 5th District Congresswoman, Victoria Spartz. That'll be at about 8:30 or a little after, and she also told me through her people that she has 3 town halls coming up over the next few days this week. I'm sure that'll come up during our conversation as well. That's tomorrow morning on Delaware County Today. We're going to hold our news summary. We're going to do that when we come back from the break, which is happening right now. Plenty of news to share with you this morning on Delaware County Today from WMUN.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text HUNK to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text HUNK to 321321. That's HUNK to 321321.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Hiring is hard. Express Employment Professionals makes it easy. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, being ghosted, and interviews with unqualified applicants. Move up to the pros with ExpressPros.com. Express is your full-service workforce solution, connecting you with top talent fast. With more than 40 years in the staffing business, Express helps thousands of companies find great team players each year. And they can help you, too. Go to ExpressPros.com to find the location near you. That's ExpressPros.com. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. The best athletes don't just play the game, they change it. When it comes to investing, GameBridge is doing the same. Their online platform does things differently because it's designed to put you in charge of growing your own savings. It's intuitive, it's easy, and best of all, it's on your terms. No wonder GameBridge has earned the trust of 40% repeat customers. It's a better way to invest because it's investing your way. Get started today with as little as $1,000 at GameBridge.io.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And on this 23rd of January, it's about 8:14 Eastern time now, live, J School Corporation just closed for the day, went e-learning. North of Muncie and Jay County, they got a little more freezing rain than some others did too. As far as all the other delays that we've heard about this morning, I think everybody is staying delayed and not changed. If that changes, then we'll get the updates on the radio quickly and, of course, share with you on Delaware County Today if it happens during the program. Now, our local news summary, these stories and more airing on all of our Woof Boom radio stations in East Central Indiana this morning and now on WMUN. What you're about to hear is audio from the board of the MRC meeting last week in Muncie as they discuss electing officers for the new year after explaining that they have not had an appointment from the Muncie City Council yet.
We don't know if some of our appointees or our commissioners will change next month.
I'd like to make a motion to postpone the appointment of officers until February.
Second.
I don't know that we can do that, can we? I think we...
Can we...
I think the appropriate motion would be to maintain the current officers until the council makes their appointments, and then you'll take the matter up then, depending on how that shakes up your board.
We think that's the council attorney in the background at the end there. We asked City Council President Jerry Dishman for a comment, quoting, "We requested a list of boards and commissions from the clerk's office, and we did receive one, but were told it may not be totally accurate," unquote. With several new council members, they decided to wait till the February meeting, and Dishman added, quote, "Through some research, we have determined there are 9 board appointments to be made, 2 of which will be council members and 7 filled by citizens. The best way for someone to be considered is to submit a resume to the council at least 1 week before the February meeting," unquote. These will then be presented at council meeting, and the vote will happen for appointments then. January is Human Trafficking Prevention Month, and it might come as no surprise, but Muncie Judge Kim Dowling cites the dangers of the internet.
If you have children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, you want to be aware and you want to know kind of the dangers of the internet, which is probably the most number one reason that or way that kids are lured into human trafficking.
It's a pilot program that they hope to make permanent on MITS buses.
Our bus 180 for free Wi-Fi for our passengers to keep them connected while they're riding safely to their destination on our units. So our 180 is one of our newer hybrid buses.
That's Crystal Thomas, Assistant Director of Transportation, yesterday on our WMUN Delaware County Today. They hope to make the service available on more of their units in the future. Here's the intro from yesterday's All Kinds of People radio show with Dr. Joe Moshevitz.
And I am totally delighted to have Dr. Jean Marie Place with me today. Dr. Place is the Associate Professor of Health Education and Promotion at Ball State University. Doc, welcome to All Kinds of People.
Well, thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here. I feel honored to have been invited.
You can hear that episode now on WMUNMuncie.com on the AKP page. State police remind people you shouldn't drive while impaired.
It's a message you hear a lot, but that doesn't stop people from doing it. Drinking and driving, there were several incidents this weekend where people ended up hurting cops. State Police Sergeant Ted Bonner says driving impaired is a crime that's
100% preventable, and that's what we need. That's what we expect people to do, is make the right choice and not get behind the wheel if they've been drinking.
The cops that were injured this weekend are going to recover. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
A quarter century of helping people in Madison County. Reporter Brett Busby has that story.
The Sexual Assault Treatment Center at Community Hospital Anderson recently celebrated 25 years of helping victims in Madison County. Longevity isn't something many other facilities like it achieve, says Hope Miller, the program manager for the center. She told us that one of the center's missions is helping victims to realize
it doesn't have to dictate the rest of their life, that hopefully they can gain a little bit of something when they come in to see me or any of our nurses that empowers them and gives them a little bit of something so that they can move forward in their life.
Victims are seen by law enforcement or medical referral. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
Google is bringing a new data center to Fort Wayne.
And that's supposed to be a good thing for not just Fort Wayne, but all of Indiana. I'm John Herrick. That's the message from Gary Dick of Inside Indiana Business in a Monday interview with WIBC's Tony Katz.
Have a company of the stature of Google making an investment in the state,
as Indiana and other states go after these data centers. And there are a lot more, a lot of growth. I think it's something like a $300 billion industry now.
Construction on it is supposed to start later this year. When it's done, it'll be the size of 765 football fields. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Last week, a report to the Muncie Redevelopment Commission from the City Parks Department Director, Carl Malone.
I couldn't say more about what I'm hearing from the people, about what they see we've done in our parks in a short period of time.
You can hear that entire presentation on WMUNMuncie.com right now. Have you been looking to sell a few items online but are uncomfortable with the idea of inviting strangers to your home? If so, Fishers Police have a solution for you.
The Fishers Police Department posted an update to Facebook Saturday in which officers announced that a safe trade zone is now open. This space is marked with a floor sticker and is monitored by surveillance cameras. Essentially, it will allow you to meet with potential buyers or sellers while knowing that any possible incidents will be caught on video. If you would like to take advantage of the space, it is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
In China, a woman called emergency services to complain that her boyfriend refused to warm her feet. Then, a few minutes later, the boyfriend called the same emergency number to complain that his girlfriend wouldn't remove her cold feet from on his stomach where she was warming them. Construction continues on the new Muncie YMCA next to Muncie Central High School. Some are wondering, is that large structure in the center going to be an elevator?
It's actually the stairwell.
Stairwell, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it is the stairwell, and it's now, when I left this morning to come down, it's wrapped in the tarps and the protective coverings so the masons can get in there and do their thing.
Principal Chris Walker, able to see the progress daily from his school building, he told me last week on WMUN that steel was to be delivered soon. Whether you love sweets or have an affinity for mathematics, you'll probably enjoy this year's Pi Day to Pi Day, which kicks off today.
The event celebrates all things pi as in sweet and pi as in 3.14, and it will run through the middle of March. During this time, you can try a variety of pies from restaurants along the Hoosier Pie Trail. Now, you may be wondering why such an event would start on a Tuesday in January. Well, that is because the 23rd of this month happens to be National Pi Day. Then February is Great American Pi Month, and March 14th is Pi Day. Learn more at visitindiana.com. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Here's more on Google making an investment in Indiana with a new data center.
In order for Google to have its data center in Fort Wayne, they're getting relief on their property taxes. But Gary Dick with Inside Indiana Business tells WIBC's Tony Katz.
Over time, I'm being told it would likely be in the $3 to $4 billion mark in terms of investment over the next decade to build a campus essentially in Fort Wayne.
And Google also says they'll be able to have other community-wide initiatives. Construction on the center begins later this year. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
The week ahead. Tuesday, the Republican first in the nation primary gets underway with New Hampshire residents heading to the polls. Thursday could see the nation's first execution using nitrogen gas. A federal judge paved the way earlier this year for the state of Alabama after ruling that the use of this new method is not unconstitutional. Friday.
Oh, looks like this beach was a little too much beach for you, Ken.
If you can't get enough of it, Barbie returns to theaters for 1 week only. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham.
WLBC News Bits. An Arizona fire department had to rescue a goat from the roof of a home. Americans eat enough peanut butter every year to cover the floor of the Grand Canyon. Breakfast cereal eaters eat an average of 11 pounds of it a year. And Napster, the revolutionary music file sharing service, debuted 25 years ago. Random thoughts on our news summary on WMUN. It's 8:24. As we orientate you through the beginning part of your day, our WMUN word of the day is orientate, to set or arrange in a definite position, especially in relation to the points of a compass. So perhaps I didn't use it correctly. All right, well. To direct towards the interests of a particular group. There we go. The sub-definition did work in the sentence that I used there. book of the day, word of the day, from my calendar that is given to me by Pat Lindell, my brother, for Christmas because he thought I didn't have enough words. I did not use yesterday's word of the day. I'll try to work that in before the top of the hour. Let's get a snapshot of our day today.
It's January 23rd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Pi Day, and no, it's not the one to find the circumference of a circle. Whether you like apple, pecan, or coconut cream, there are no wrong answers when it comes to the kind of pie you enjoy. Before you grab your favorite slice of pie, here's a little piece of trivia. The first pies appeared around 9500 BC. Also on this date, in 1973, President Richard Nixon announced the end of U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War as the Paris Peace Accords were signed. The president said the agreement would end the war and bring peace with honor. And Elvis Presley led the first class of inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. He was joined by other legendary figures like Chuck Berry and James Brown. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the first man to sign the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, born in 1737. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, this is live 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time every day on this radio station. And then the Power Hour with Mark Forrester is Sports Talk, 4 to 5 this afternoon Eastern Time. He might be talking about Ball State Gymnastics. I'm telling you, last night they win over Bowling Green at Worthen Arena. And let's see here, it was not a record in the notes here, but it was a very, very, very strong showing. Ball State Gymnastics having a really good year so far. My guests yesterday morning, the two young ladies from the team did a great job yesterday. They even conference called themselves together in two different locations. The technology is amazing. As they prepared for last night's Squishmallow night, we're not sure if anybody was harmed when they used what I believe is called the Squishmallow cannon to fire the Squishmallow plush toys at the heads of small children. I made up the last part there. The next home meet is Sunday, February 4. Kent State is back at Worthen Arena. Tickets, 1-888-BSU ticket. Next item here, it's nothing like COVID when it was at its worst, but it's stretching resources.
This is House Call for Health. As the so-called triple-demic of flu, COVID, and RSV grinds on, major hospital systems across the country are sounding the alarm, saying the combination of respiratory viruses is causing severe overcrowding, leading to dangerous conditions. New York and Los Angeles have already reinstated mask mandates inside hospitals. And in Boston, Massachusetts General announced Friday it's been operating under what it calls a capacity disaster, meaning the ER is full and dozens of patients are waiting for beds. But the White House says it doesn't think the current surge will result in a new outbreak. And new CDC data shows only 24 states are now experiencing high or very high levels of respiratory illness, down from 37 in the first week of January. The CDC also says the percentage of positive tests for COVID and RSV decreased last week, while positive flu tests remained stable. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
WMUN, home of Tony Katz today, noon to 3 today and every weekday, live from Indianapolis, the Circle City, talking about some news and views from noon to 3 every day, part of our news talk plans every day on WMUN. Coming back in just a moment, we are hoping to hear about Second Harvest Food Bank ECI. Stand by, WMUN.
What happens when a legend leaves at the top of his game to pursue his own path? In sports, it leads to some of the most memorable moments. And in the world of whiskey, it can create remarkable results. Brian Nation is one such whiskey legend who left a storied career as master distiller for Ireland's most famous whiskey to try his hand here in America and bring innovation to the spirits category. And his first whiskey, Keeper's Heart, is an absolute masterpiece. Keeper's Heart is the world's first Irish and American whiskey, bringing together the very best of these two distinct distilling styles into one celebrated spirit. It's so good, in fact, their 10-year-old whiskey was recently named World's Best Irish Whiskey by the Tasting Alliance. Based on the awards it continues to bring home, it's unlike anything the world has ever tasted before, in the best possible way. Keeper's Heart brings the boldness of American whiskey and the smoothness of Irish whiskey to create a new experience worthy of the record books. Drink responsibly.
all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal. Economic development news for Delaware County, Indiana. A product of WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Jay Chapman, president and CEO of Wolf Boom Radio, said, "This effort is just another expression of how we are investing in the community in a way that drives business growth and opportunity in Muncie and Delaware County." Sponsored in part by Minnetrista, Town of Yorktown, YMCA, IU Health, MITS, and Ivy Tech Community College. How to get there? Go to MuncieJournal.com and click the link for the all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-202-9155 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-202-9155. That's 800-202-9155. Again, 800-202-9155.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill, then say, "Alexa, play WMUN." Now back to Steve Lindell.
As we are live on this January 23rd, 8:31 in the morning Eastern Time, in the highfalutin studios for WMUN. That was yesterday's word of the day. Becca, good to see you. How are you doing this
good
morning?
Good to see you. I'm great.
You made a face when I said highfalutin because I understand. I didn't explain that we have a word of the day. My brother, Patrick Lindell, gave me a word of the day calendar for Christmas. So I let it sit right here.
Oh.
And then each day I promised him that on my radio show I would work in that word of the day.
Pretty impressive.
Yesterday I forgot. So I was a make good right here. So highfalutin, as you of course know, pretentious, fancy, as I referenced our WMUN studios here. I think that's very appropriate.
They are fancy.
Yeah. What was it like outside coming in?
Just rainy and nasty, but not icy, which is what they've predicted.
We are thankful for it not being as bad as it could have been. Second Harvest Food Bank, ECI. Introduce yourself and your title and your gig there, the Second Harvest ECI. Go with that
all
first.
All right. I'm at Second Harvest Food Bank here in Muncie, and I'm the CEO.
Here last time with my good friend Brett Busby.
Yeah, that was great.
I hope to do at least half as well as he did during that interview because he was fantastic. You were also fantastic. I listened to it whilst I was on vacation far away.
Well, aren't you just very loyal to your radio station? That's impressive.
Of course I am. It's a bit of a disease, too. and your work is obviously in your blood, too.
Oh, yeah.
For those that aren't familiar with Second Harvest Food Bank, ECI, if you could give them the water cooler broad brushstroke of
Absolutely.
What it is.
Yeah. So our food bank serves 8 counties, of which Delaware County is one. We have 7 other counties, Madison, and I can't always say them all, so I'm not going to.
It's okay. There's a bunch of them around here.
There's a bunch of them around here.
It's all good.
That's why it's called East Central Indiana. There you go. That's it.
Yep.
And what we do is we just serve, we help people who are food and resource insecure. And that tends to be way more of your neighbors than you know. And so we just try to help people sort of fill that gap between, and what we're finding out now more, it's more they have 2 or 3 jobs and then there's still a gap. And it's just it's unfortunate. It's sad, and I'm glad that we can help.
Yeah, and you do very much. The tailgate event's only part of the help that goes on. We'll maybe get to some of those other ways, including the tailgates, in just a little bit. What is this newest program for ways to give and get involved all
right.
about?
Right. Well, first we want to thank everybody, because we had a Chris Match campaign where we were looking to raise about $200,000, and we raised $231,000. $385. So we are so pleased for that. That was just a huge encouragement for all of us that happened. But the need never ends. And so what we're trying to do is work on seeing if we can't get our neighbors to help support another neighbor, support a neighbor monthly. And that way, that's something that we can sort of count on. We know that we have that available. We know that we have that resources that we can help people. And so we've learned that about $39 will help just sort of make a difference in a family and or an individual's life. And that's after, you know, if there's benefits, after their you know, the resources they get from their paychecks, but there's just that gap. Mm-hmm. And if we could, you know, have enough people. Now, we have some really, really kind folks who already give to us monthly. Mm-hmm. And so what we're encouraging folks is, if you already give to us monthly, you know, look at sponsoring another neighbor. If you give us $50 a month, if you sponsor two neighbors, then you're about $78. And that's not a lot to go up. And we're just seeing if folks can sort of stretch just a little bit and help us with that that gap.
Okay, very good. How do they do that if they have not given before, mm-hmm. or maybe this new way that you're talking
right.
about this morning for a monthly donation in that regard? What's the easiest way to do that?
Well, the easiest way is, if you are capable of getting on the internet, is to go to www.curehunger.org and go to the donate page, and there's a specific page that talks about supporting a neighbor, and it'll tell you exactly how to do it. Do you want to support one neighbor, two neighbors, three neighbors? However you would like to do it, you can do it that way. You can always send us a check and just stick it right here in the little, you know, that you're supporting a neighbor and you're going to commit to it monthly. You know, that's what we want to know, is that you're going to commit to it monthly. So.
Okay, very good. Another new way to help. The help comes at the end of the process in ways like the tailgates, which mm-hmm. we talk about a lot on the radio, because
right.
they're the regular recurring in-person
right.
Food mm-hmm. distributions.
Mm-hmm.
That are on a regular schedule. The only time they get gunked up is if the weather is severe mm-hmm. for the safety of those that are lining up, as well as the volunteers and workers
right.
and everything.
Right.
But just rattle off some of the other ways that Second Harvest Food Bank, ECI, helps, aside
right.
from tailgates.
Sure,
huh?
sure. And there's actually four different ways we distribute. So tailgates is only one of them.
Right.
Another way is, we call small communities. So the tailgates are always at sort of county seat towns, and the small communities are at smaller little areas that we've identified, and we take a box truck as opposed to a semi. So, and we do those often. They always are on Mondays, and if you go to our website, it'll be exactly what's going on in each one of those. It's sometimes quarterly, sometimes it's monthly. It just depends on the area and how much they've asked for that. Mm-hmm. In Delaware County, we also have vans. It's sort of like, you can check out a van as either a volunteer or an organization. You know, there's different folks that will do that. And all you have to do is kind of arrange it with our program people, pick a day of the month or however often you want to do it. We'll load it for you. You take it out, you distribute it, and all we ask is that you bring it back empty. And a little bit clean, as opposed to.
Okay.
That would be great. And then we have a fourth way that we're so excited about, and it hasn't quite started yet, but it's a mobile pantry. A mobile market is actually what we're calling it. And we had some grant money from the state, and we have that on site, and it's got a little bit of work to do on it, but that starts pretty soon too. And that is going to be so exciting, and we're taking that to all of our eight counties also.
Lots of ways that you all help, but lots of ways that the community can help you
Absolutely.
To help all the folks.
Mm-hmm.
And We've talked about it before. We'll talk about it again. The need seems to increase.
It does.
Day by day, week by week. Mm-hmm. But if we all kind of pitch in and do at least a little something,
yeah,
you can make a tremendous positive impact, right?
You really can. And that just makes such a difference. We are so appreciative of the way people help. Volunteering is so important. I know that there will be volunteers standing in the rain today because they care and because they want to be there for the tailgate that's scheduled today. We have volunteers who come to our warehouse, and everything that you do really makes a difference, and we all come together, and all those little things help make a difference for our neighbors.
Any last thoughts before we let you get out of here today?
First, thank you, Steve, for having me. That is wonderful. And
Happy to
everyone here in East Central Indiana, all the ways that you think about your neighbors. You know, don't be surprised if it's somebody you work with, somebody that, you know, that just might be temporarily in need of some resources, and you can help.
CureHunger.org. We'll put that link on our post later on today when the podcast goes up with Becca Claussen, CEO, Second Harvest Food Bank, ECI. Always a pleasure. Keep up the great work, you and everybody around you.
Absolutely.
More coming in a moment on Delaware County Today from WMUN.
Folks ask, Salty Pete, what's the best part of being a pirate? Hello? It's all the buried treasure. I've been following this here treasure map all day. Time to dig. Oh, I once knew a lesson, old trolley with... Arr!
You just hit a power line.
Contact Indiana 811 at least 2 working days before picking up a shovel. It's the only way to dig. Learn more at 811.safedigindiana.com. Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and aired by this station.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Ray Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
Update hourly on the Talk of Muncie, the new WMUN.
It's natural this time of the year to not only review your own finances, but what 2024 will look like. As your local financial advisor, Wealth Strategies understands these conversations are personal. That's why your plan with them will be your goals at the center of the conversation always.
Hi, this is Jordan Matchett from Wealth Strategies. Visit WealthStrategiesInc.com for more information.
Securities and advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth. Wealth Strategies is located at 207 North High Street, Muncie, Indiana. Phone 765-289-3366.
Hello, this is Dina Wagner at the Meeks Mortuary and Crematory. When you actually consider the benefits of pre-planning, which include locking in the current pricing, it can bring peace of mind and considerable relief to you and those you love. Why burden your loved ones with the financial obligation and with all of the decisions that have to be made at the time of death? At the Meeks Mortuary and Crematory, we are the experts to guide you through this process and hope to meet with you soon so that you may have the peace of mind pre-planning can bring.
Not everyone can be a champion in high school sports, but everyone can be a champion of high school sports.
That's right. Fans and parents can be champions. Coaches and officials, educators, and the media can all be champions of high school sports. I'm Paul Knighty, Commissioner of the IHSAA.
And I'm Assistant Commissioner Janie Ulmer. Being a champion of high school sports is about so much more than winning and losing, setting records, or raising trophies.
It's about supporting the mission of education-based athletics, preserving the opportunity for student-athletes to grow and develop in the second classroom, and to protect high school sports for future generations to come.
Champions of high school sports are just one of the many reasons that education-based athletics in Indiana are so special.
And the easiest way to be a champion is by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic event.
This is showing support. This is championing high school sports. This is your IHSAA.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
Just looking at my show schedule, the planner includes another visit by Judd Fisher in the not-too-distant future from the Ball Brothers Foundation. They gave a presentation recently that involved law enforcement and some of the work that they are doing and funding in that regard to help them solve crimes, as I understand it, if I have it properly. We'll get that put together, and always a pleasure when Judd Fisher visits. I'm Steve Lindell. It's 844 16 until 9 o'clock on what has turned out to be not as slippery of a morning around here as it could have been. The weather coming up again in just a moment. Next item here, declared missing, but now declared gone.
Securing America.
Two U.S. Navy SEALs serving in the Middle East have now been declared dead after falling into the Arabian Sea earlier this month while trying to board a ship and prevent the delivery of Iranian missiles to Houthi rebels in Yemen. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the loss of the SEALs
underscores how dangerous the mission can be. And the dangers that these brave warriors are willing to face every day.
Meanwhile, U.S. efforts to limit the Houthis' abilities to attack merchant ships in the Red Sea continues. And while the White House admits strikes against Houthi positions haven't completely stopped the rebels, Kirby says,
the strikes that we have conducted ashore in Yemen have degraded Houthi capabilities.
And he pushed back Monday on the suggestion that U.S. strikes have been escalatory, saying they're actually the opposite because
that's taking ability away from the other party to inflict harm.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
WMUN, an addendum to that story regarding the two Navy SEALs that were declared deceased, was not in that report just now, but yesterday I saw a Fox News Network report that said apparently one of those Navy SEALs, in trying to board that ship, slipped, fell into the sea, and then the second Navy SEAL, as is protocol, a comrade, dove into the sea to try to save the one that fell in, and they both apparently perished. WMUN's Delaware County Today, always watching the weather. Meteorologist Paul Poteet is on duty from earlier this hour. He told us that for the rest of the way now, rain or freezing rain mixed in might happen through the morning hours when it's cold enough as far as the mixed in part. But most of it is indeed rain around here. Before noon, if not sooner than that, it's all just rain. The temperature goes as high as 41 degrees today. Little or no ice accumulation is expected here on out now. And then for tonight, rain likely, mainly after 4 in the morning. Might get some patchy fog. We'll see if that gunks up the schools tomorrow morning around here. 38's the low. That would have been a great high last week. Remember that, how cold it was around here? Rain likely again Wednesday night. Rain likely again Thursday. But the Thursday high, brace yourself, is going to be 53 or warmer. And I don't see anything lower than 39 or 40 for highs for the next several days after that. So that's very nice. Next item on WMUN this morning, let's go to Arizona to help veterans.
Take a pause.
The Arizona Humane Society has a mobile veterinary van, and recently they brought it to the VA hospital in Phoenix for their first ever free Vet for Vets event.
Anytime that we can support our nation's veterans who have done so much for us, it really is extra special.
That's Joe Casotos of the Humane Society, as veterinarians were giving out free checkups, vaccinations, and more to the pets of vets, like Air Force veteran Robert and his dog, Franklin.
It takes $100 just to have the vet look at him. I think it's wonderful. My advisor told me about it, so I've been waiting to get him to a vet for a while, so this is cool that they're having this today. I appreciate it.
The VA's hoping it's going to become an annual event. And we have to share with you a song out of the wilderness. Coyotes giving their own concert in the woods near Lake Tahoe. The team caught singing by a nature cam. All right, so they're not Taylor Swift. Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Well done. WMUN, an affiliate of Fox News Radio, updates right before the top of the hour. They will be tracking all things New Hampshire, as you might imagine, today and tonight. On Mitch in the Morning, Mitch Henk is the host on one of our other radio stations in the Wolf Boom Radio Group. This morning, he has Clayton Whitson from the Madison County Chamber on there. And then Wednesday, America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. That sounds interesting. Thursday, he has Tammy Dixon Tatum of the Anderson area running for governor. We've had that in our news. There is actually somebody from Anderson-Madison County that's running for gov. All of that happens on Oldies 101 WHBU in Anderson-Madison County. If you want to listen to that, you can always listen live on the Alexa device, for instance. The command is play WHBU. Or if you want to listen to the podcast, the replay, they're up on the website every day to get connected to Anderson-Madison County. Next item here, another vulnerability.
Fox on Tech.
Some EV owners have told us that what would normally be a 15 to 20 minute charge is now taking over an hour at times. Turning on the vehicles in the cold is a task on its own. EV drivers won't be able to drive as far when the temperature is 20 or below. There are different estimates on how bad this may be. AAA says the performance decline is roughly 41%. That means what would once be a 100-mile journey may now only be 59 miles. And drivers here in Oak Brook, Illinois, at this Tesla supercharging station say they're frustrated.
I had to, like, wait for, like, 45 minutes for a charger, and then I pull in, it doesn't work, and then I pull out, and then someone else takes the next charger, and then I had to wait again. So it's been a little frustrating.
Some of these vehicles have preconditioning, which allows you to set a timer to tell the car when you need it to be fully charged and warm for when you need to get out the door. With Fox on Tech, Kelly Saberi, Fox Business.
WMUN Fox Business reports happen three times a day, every weekday also. Did you know that? Yeah, they happen at random times during the stock trading day to tell you what's happening in the world of business and on the stock markets. WMUN program alert. We've got Ball State men's basketball tonight, January 23rd. It's a 6:40 p.m. pregame. And if you want Purdue men's basketball, that is on the aforementioned WHBU, 8 o'clock airtime on that one. Anderson-Madison County radio listeners, of course, you can get it on the interwebs, too. I think it's on the interwebs. I'm not sure. Do we have to black out the stream for Purdue? I need to check on that. And then tomorrow, the 24th, here on WMUN, Ball State women's basketball, 6:10 pregame. They've only lost two out of the entire season so far still. All those games on the voice of the Cardinals, WMUN. Crunching numbers now. Very, very big numbers.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Federal deficits are shooting up. The Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, found that the budget deficit totaled $509 billion in the first quarter of fiscal year 2024. That amount is $87 billion more than the deficit recorded during the same period last fiscal year. Although revenues this year were $83 billion higher, outlays rose by more than $170 billion, or by about 12%. Some fiscal hawks are grumbling that conservatives who control the House are not doing anything to slash spending. Conservatives balked at a top-line spending pact House Speaker Mike Johnson cut with the White House and congressional Democrats. Johnson argues that adhering to terms of a modest debt ceiling deal cut last year by President Biden and former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy makes minor dents in spending. But the real reason lawmakers won't address the deficit? Entitlements. Congress has argued about money it spends on the Pentagon, but there have been virtually zero discussions about cutting entitlements. And entitlements make up 70% of all federal spending. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
And WMUN local programming with great shows like Page Turners, the Broadcast Book Club. Cam and TC will dive into the classic book Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in their 8 a.m. show this coming Saturday morning. Final item, even NFLers drive through sometimes.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A superstar Philadelphia football player makes the Dean's List for celebrating his favorite drive-through employee. Danielle Bonham couldn't believe it when Philadelphia Eagles legend Jason Kelce ordered breakfast at the McDonald's where she works. She saw him pretty regularly since his favorite meal is the sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich. The first time they met, a picture was posted on Facebook, and now Jason knows her by name. Danielle says she wants to thank him for everything he does for the community. Last week, Jason stopped by to pick up his breakfast and decided to drop off a signed Eagles jersey for Danielle. The picture was posted on social media after Jason announced his retirement from football. Danielle says she feels grateful to have crossed paths with him as many times as she did. Jason Kelsey and Danielle Bonham, you both made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Always a nice way to end the program with a bit of positive news there. We try and do that all the time, every day. We have certainly news to cover every day on this radio station. News talk, sports talk, community talk. We are the talk of Muncie. I'm already looking at tomorrow's WMUN word of the day, and I don't think I know how to pronounce that one. I'll spend the next 23 hours practicing, and I will defer to the smart kid in the room, Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center on duty. I just said duty. This morning, we appreciate the work in there. We appreciate you for listening. Tell a friend about this effort, too. Live tomorrow and every day, 8 to 9 a.m., Delaware County, today on WMUN.